From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library, on August 31, 2021, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library proudly celebrated its 125th anniversary. Over the 125 years of its history, the library has significantly evolved to better serve the citizens of Sault Ste. Marie. Modern public libraries, distinct from other public institutions and spaces, are defined by their ability to provide all members of the public with free access to reading materials, technology, and educational programming in an effort to reduce social barriers. Public libraries of past and present have successfully reduced many social barriers, providing patrons of all ages with opportunities for learning, recreation, and leisure. In order to remain relevant and useful to the public throughout the past century, public libraries have responded to the needs of society. The Sault Ste. Marie Public Library has contributed to the reduction of social barriers in Sault Ste. Marie and has also worked to improve accessibility for patrons with physical disabilities. Public libraries, like many other public spaces built in the early 20th century, were often not designed to accommodate those with physical disabilities. High-rise buildings, designed without the technology of elevators, served as schools and libraries, creating barriers for people with physical disabilities. In 1978, the General Assembly of the United Nations declared 1981 as the International Year of Disabled Persons, calling on communities around the globe to work toward improving accessibility, equalizing opportunities for those with physical disabilities. The United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs states that the theme of IYDP was full participation and equality, defined as the right of persons with disabilities to take part fully in the life and development of their societies, enjoy living conditions equal to those of other citizens, and have an equal share in improved conditions resulting from socioeconomic development. UN.org, Mr. Brian Ingram, director of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library at this time, responded to this call to action. By March of 1982, accessibility renovations were underway. The public library was getting an elevator. The elevator was supplied by Concord Elevator County of Brampton. George Kennedy and Sons were contracted with the construction. The elevator had a 36-inch wide opening with an easy open door adjusted to close slowly. The elevator was also equipped with a wire glass vision panel. The control panel was placed in a low position with large, highly visible buttons. The elevator was scheduled to be in operation by the end of March 1982. The total cost of the elevator construction project was $93,500. Also included in this cost were 6 pneumatic doors, renovations to the public washrooms, ramps leading to the main doors, and other interior work. In the summer of 1981, the library had planned 2 fundraising projects. Mr. Ingram hoped that the 2 upcoming projects would generate enough revenue to meet the amount which had to be raised in the community before Wintario was asked to make up the difference. In 1981, Wintario provided a grant of $68,000 toward the project, covering approximately 75% of the total cost. Generous donations were made by other community organizations. In December of 1981, the Sault Ste. Marie Lions Club donated $8,000 and the Rotary Club of Sault Ste. Marie donated $5,000. By February of 1982, the Wintario grant, along with gifts from the Lions and Rotary Clubs, and other private donations had reduced the library's cost to only $7,000. Mr. Ingram, having learned how to be quite thrifty and industrious during his directorship, decided to sell the library's existing front doors because they were strapped for funds. He received $100 for the original doors. The library's 5th annual book sale held in August of 1982 would raise $4,400, reducing the project deficit to $3,500. Mr. Ingram also received donations from the kind-hearted students of St. Bernadette School, who decided to donate $75 to help install the elevator. The library undertook several projects during the International Year of Disabled Persons in 1981. In June of 1981, ramps were added to the entry door at the East Branch Library in the Churchill Plaza, making the branch more accessible to those with physical disabilities. Another project, a booklet written by Karen Bertilson, lists public library resources on various disabilities and services provided to the disabled by Sault Ste. Marie social agencies. Free copies of this resource guide, Disabilities, a bibliography and resource guide, were made available to the public at the circulation desk at the main library. Mr. Ingram and the library board had been looking at ways to remodel the library for 5 to 6 years before the project became a reality. It was so important to Mr. Ingram and the library board to give all Sioux citizens the opportunity to use the library. Although Mr. Ingram and the library board were faced with budget cuts, in 1981 Mr. Ingram made it clear that budget-cutting ideas never have and never will come at the expense of the disabled. After months of planning and fundraising, the Centennial Library celebrated the grand opening of the new public elevator on Tuesday, August 10, 1982. The new library elevator had already been in operation for months, but the grand opening provided an opportunity for patrons, staff, government officials, and others involved in the fundraising to celebrate accessibility, inclusion, diversity, and elevator technology. Each week, the Sioux St. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sioux Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more Remember This? Columns here.